Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. So wrote Shakespeare for Romeo and Juliet. The bard probably never encountered a not-so-sweet rose, the multiflora rose. This non-native species is giving its namesakes a foul aroma. Multiflora rose was intentionally introduced to North America from Japan in the 1800s as an ornamental because of its abundant, fragrant flowers. In the 30s, the U.S. Soil Conservation Service promoted it for use in erosion control and as living fences to confine livestock. Multiflora rose was also promoted as wildlife cover for several animals, and landowners could receive rooted cuttings free of charge to use as food for songbirds. More recently, multiflora rose has been planted in highway median strips to serve as crash barriers and to reduce automobile headlight glare. It all sounds good, but good intentions have turned sour. Its tenacious and unstoppable growth habit has become a problem on pastures and unplowed lands where it disrupts cattle grazing, and on adjacent fields where it decreases yields by out-competing crops for nutrients. This thorny shrub has a wide tolerance for various soil, moisture, and light conditions, and grows aggressively once established. It has become a menace in dense woods, prairies, along stream banks and roadsides, in open fields and pastures. It creates impenetrable thickets, reducing growth of native plant species in natural areas.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information about the multiflora rose and other non-native species is available at nature.org/Indiana.